Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion. Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts that you can find anywhere. We talk about it all from business to male and female to self-empowerment. We cover it all. And all of this is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that is going to help you unlock doors so that you can maximize and have consistent results in whatever lifestyle you choose to live. This is actually the first podcast of 2017, and this is an Ask a Hustler question as well. I've been waiting for a question like this to be asked. I've been waiting patiently. So, to the gentleman that came through in my inbox, thank you very much, so I can go ahead and get to this. I'm going to skip the rest of the introduction and just go ahead and get to the game of this, because the question for this podcast is kind of twofold, and I will address both at the same time. First part of the question is, what is a Mac exactly? Second part of the question is, what are some misconceptions about a Mac? Oh boy, oh boy. Let's go ahead and get into this, because there's a ton of misconceptions about what a Mac is. I tried to clear up some of those misconceptions in the Mac's Bible, my book. If you haven't read it yet, for those of you that might have further questions after this podcast, or perhaps you've read it and I may answer some of those questions for you now through this podcast. But I think the biggest misconception about a Mac is his air of control and authority that he has with women. You need to understand something, that you cannot change people and you cannot force people to do things. Being a Mac is not about manipulating a woman. It's not about trying to crush the spirit of a woman. It has nothing to do with any of that. Nothing. I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions. A Mac's primary responsibility, if he claims to be a Mac, is to find a woman that wants to be in his kingdom. Not force her. We don't force anybody to do anything. You understand? We don't force anybody to be anything. Becoming a Mac is about becoming the kind of man that a woman wants to do things for. I'll repeat that. Being a Mac is not about forcing a woman to do anything. It's about becoming the kind of man that a woman wants to do things for. Now, marinate on that for just a moment. This is a big, big misconception. Another big misconception about macking is that it's all about sleeping around and slinging your dick all over wherever you can sling it at. That's another misconception about being a Mac. Honestly, for most Macs, at least the ones I learned from, and for a couple of those I still talk to this day, we're men. Do we like sex? Of course we do. Is that a priority for a Mac? It's not really a priority. Do we like sex? Absolutely. We're men. But it's not really about sex. Me personally, I'm just speaking about myself personally, I enjoy the company of women. So I do communicate with a number of women, because I'm a pretty private person. I'm not a recluse. I'm not antisocial. You know what I'm saying? I'm not an introvert, but I'm a private person. But I don't, despite me enjoying the company of women. I don't have a lot of women over my house. Very, very few. It's very rare. So most of my time spent with women that are not my women or my ladies is usually, you know, out talking, maybe going to catch a movie, I don't know, going to Starbucks or whatever, whatever it may be, enjoying ourselves out and about. Now, for women that I find interesting, that I think may be a fit, or what we call being qualified to be my lady, which means that she would be able to function in my program. Oops, let's stop there. Now, this is another area where a lot of these younger cats are confused because they don't know what a program is and they don't have one. Let me address this like this before I explain very briefly and simply what a program is. Let me address this. My young aspiring players, please explain to me how you can judge, how you can know, what measuring rod do you use to determine if a woman has something to bring to the table, has something to offer besides what's in between her legs. We're not concerned about what's in between her legs, or a match shouldn't be. That's not the first thing we go after. We're more concerned with capturing the mind of a woman. We want to deal with her first mentally. We want to see where her head's at. Is she even intelligent enough to do whatever it is she agrees to do? Can she think without you? You can't be around her 24/7. Is she able to think and make moves and intelligent decisions without your constant input? That's another misconception. Max really don't like weak women. This is not about finding a weak woman. Big misconception right there. Max don't like weak women. Why? Because weak women cannot function on their own without causing problems. Generally speaking, I don't want to make a blanket statement, but just generally speaking. So a Mac likes intelligent women. Women that can get things done. That can function if he is tied up for a day or two doing something else. He doesn't have to constantly check in with them every 5 minutes. Too much stress, even for a regular square relationship. That's just too much. It's ridiculous. Anyway, back to my point. So what is a program? And why should you have one? The easiest way to describe a program, and again, I give a much more thorough explanation in the Max Bible, the book, but for the simplicity of this podcast, having a program is basically having a plan of action that'll get you to advance your position in life. It's a plan of action that will help advance your position in life. If you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you want to be successful in business and you've never had a business before, naturally, you should be inclined to gather information and knowledge about the subject, right? And then hopefully put yourself around people who are a little bit more adept and knowledgeable than yourself. Learn some things, try some things, experiment, and basically increase your knowledge. Eventually, your first goal would be getting yourself to the point of actually opening a business. And of course, you want your business successful. But your first big step is actually getting the necessary information, getting the necessary money together to go ahead and invest in yourself and open a business. You have a goal. You have a target that you're trying to hit. From this target, you would make general plans about what you might need, people that you might need to meet, things that you need to acquire to hit your first major target, which is actually having and opening a legitimate business. This would be a form of a program. Something that you work on continuously every day. A program. It continues to run and run and run and run until it runs out. Until the goal is achieved or you find it necessary to adjust the program. There's a new goal or an entirely new, let's say you come across some information that gives you an entirely new way, new perspective on looking at what you were doing, so you would readjust your program. Your goal may be the same. You want to open your first business, but your general action plan changes, and this is fine. This is okay. When you make a plan to achieve a goal, your plan 9 times out of 10 is going to change. So just stick to the overall goal. If you need to change the entire goal, then guess what? You're actually creating a new program for yourself. Something that you need to do, or small things that you need to do every single day to help you get toward your goal, to get to the end point. If you have a life purpose, this is even deeper because you'll already have an idea of a series of goals that you need to meet throughout your lifetime, if at all possible, before you leave this planet to reach your life purpose. But that's some other game. Now let's just talk about goals for a moment. Now, if you know where you're going, as a Mac, if you know where you're going, it is incumbent upon you to actually have a lady with you that has something to bring to the table. This does not mean she does not have her own aspirations and goals. That's not what that means. But she should also respect and be willing to help you with your aspirations and goals. She has to have something to bring to the table. And hopefully, as a Mac, if that's the title you're claiming, you have something to bring to the table as well. Again, this is not about manipulating or using women. That is a misconception. It's a misconception about what this is. And I know for a fact, because I've spoken to a few young men, this is why you're having some problems in your current situations. This is why you are blowing women at a tremendous rate. You're looking at this all backwards. You're trying to get something from a woman, but you have nothing of your own to bring to the table. What woman is going to put up with that for very long? Not any intelligent woman. And me personally, I prefer an intelligent woman. So I need to have something to bring to the table. So you need to have a program, and this allows you to get an idea of what kind of woman may be good for you. She can be good in the financial area. She can be good. She can be very educated. She can have a lot of connections. She may be just like a super cheerleader and just be extremely supportive and allow you, take care of other areas to allow you some time to actually work on what you need to work on. And going by the principles of the game, third principle, which is reciprocation, going by that principle, you need to reciprocate for her. And that can come in many different forms. Whatever form you and that lady have agreed to. Let me clear up another misconception. This is all about agreement. A Mac's relationship with his lady, or ladies, plural, depending on the Mac, is about agreement. Agreement. Again, we don't force anybody to do anything. We recognize who we are as men, what we want as a man, and we just lay this out as we are getting to know women. Some women are going to accept it. Some women are going to reject it. Some women are say they will accept it. But when the reality starts hitting that you're really serious, they might feel that it's not for them. It happens. It's okay. It's part of the process. But this is all about agreement. So Since you are in a relationship, a form of relationship with a lady, the root word of relationship is the word relate. Relate. The way you and a person choose to relate to each other is your relationship. You say it all the time. This is my friend. A woman might say, this is my man friend or my male friend. This is my special friend. This is my friends with benefits. Or back in the day, we used to call them cut buddies. A strictly sexual relationship that she agreed to and the male agreed to. It's not really a thing a Mac should be a part of, but that's another conversation. Let's just stick on topic with some misconceptions. Now, a cut buddy or a friends with benefits is a form of relationship. It is how that male and that female have chosen to relate to each other. This is why you'll see titles in front of the terms relationship, business relationship, different types of titles placed in front of the word relationship to describe what kind of relationship it is. So when it comes to macking, you have a Mac and lady relationship. What is a Mac and lady relationship? It's whatever you agree it to be, how you choose to relate to each other. You may have a lady that only helps you out in a business capacity. On occasion, you guys might go to lunch together. You might only see her on the weekends. She comes through on the weekends. She comes through, helps you organize, make sure you're caught up on emails, helps you devise your schedule for next week. You, in turn, help her with whatever she needs help with. And then, after a day or two, she leaves, and there might be no sex involved whatsoever. But that would be, if both parties agree, that could be a legitimate Mac and lady relationship. Just to put that out there for those of you that might be under the misconception that this is all about sex, which is not. Which is not. A Mac and lady relationship is the coming together of hopefully, or what should hopefully be, a progressive relationship, meaning we are trying to advance in life. This isn't about sitting around all day watching movies, television shows, cuddled up, and all that other stuff. Can that be included in a Mac and lady relationship? Of course it can. But that's not all the relationship should involve. We're talking about progress. We're talking about doing something together in life, advancing, hitting goals, being better today than we were yesterday, being further along 6 months from now than we are today, and how we can do that together. That's the primary focus of most, damn near all, Mac and lady relationship. And again, you, as a Mac, it's your responsibility to go find these women. They are not going to fall into your lap. You cannot change a woman into this. You cannot force a woman into this. It has to be somebody that understands your vision, which should be included in your program, which I talked about earlier, understands your vision and has something to bring to the table. And it's not that she just wants to do all of this stuff for you because she's just such a nice woman. She wants something out of the deal too. So you have to have something to bring to the table. It's a reciprocal, respectful relationship. And let me clear up another misconception about how a Mac garners respect from his lady or ladies, depending on how you choose the Mac. Again, this is not about forcing stuff on women. It's not about making women do anything. It's not about going around calling a woman all kinds of derogatory names. None of that, over the long term, instills the kind of respect that you should want your lady to have for you. What makes a woman respect you the most is your consistency. It's your consistency. Consistency in your behavior. Consistency in what you say. Consistency in what you do. Consistency in your rules, protocols, and regulations. If you have them, and if you're a Mac, you should have them. There are certain things based upon your standards and your principles as a man that you don't want violated. And you need to explain this to your potential lady, and she has to agree to it. This is all about agreement. You need to be able to explain why these things are in place to her face, make sure she understands, and let her decide whether or not she can agree to it. Some of you make this a lot more difficult than it needs to be because you're scared to say what you want to say. And truth be told, there are a large number of women that just want you to be honest, but they want you to be honest in a way where they understand it. Like I said in the Max Bible, you will be surprised and utterly shocked by what you can achieve by recognizing what it is you really want, your standards, your principles, having a life philosophy, knowing how you look at life, having a program, having something you're working toward to advance in life, and stepping into this manhood before you step into your Mac-hood. And you will be surprised when you come across as a man how different you will talk to a woman, and therefore her response to you will be different. This is not complicated, but you really, really have to take the time to define yourself as a man. It's not difficult. You just have to put in the work. If this is what you want, for those of you who want to be Max, some of you all don't want to be Max. You just want to, you know, be overall stronger and better men, and that's fine too. It still works the same way. The way you garner a woman's respect is through your consistency. It's your consistency. If you say you're not going to do something, you don't do it. If you say you are going to do something, you do it. You're a man of your word. However that thing falls on whatever side of the fence, if you said no, then it's no. If you said yes, I'll do it, then you do it to the best of your ability. And it's the consistency of this that will garner a woman's respect. Honestly, it will garner anybody's respect if they're willing to respect you. They have to be willing to respect you. That's why a Mac does not put up with women that are consistently disrespectful towards him, because they are not willing to be respectful. If a woman's coming to you respectfully, she's trying to show you she's willing to give you a level of respect. At that point, really, your job is just not to mess that up. She's already giving it to you based upon the type of man that you are. But based upon your overall behavior, you can mess that up for yourself. Not a good look. Not a good look. So, these are a few misconceptions about a Mac. And a Mac's lifestyle is very, very different than what a Square's lifestyle would be. When I deal with my ladies, I deal with them on a very intimate level. When I say intimate here, I'm talking about things that are beyond physical intimacy. I'm very mentally intimate with a woman or somebody that I'm considering to be my lady. I'm very intimate with her on a mental level and emotional level. Me, I want to hear everything about her. She had a bad day. I want to hear about the whole experience. She she's thinking about doing something, I want to hear about it. If she's thinking about not doing something, I want to hear about it. She heard a funny joke, I want to hear about it. She saw something funny on YouTube, I want to hear about it. And I understand, based off of social conditioning, to some males out there, well, dang, James, you want to hear everything a woman has to say? That sounds weak. And I say to you, aspiring player, you really don't understand women quite yet. If you read the Max Bible, you know the number one most important way a woman expresses herself is through communication. So let her communicate. Let her and allow her to communicate, to come to you with anything. Very important. This is a very, very close, and again, I'll use the word intimate, on all levels, mentally, emotionally, and physically. This is a very close and intimate type of relationship, despite what many of you have been led to believe. When a Mac shows a level of coldness, it's not because he's just trying to be an asshole. It's because there's a violation of agreement. There's a violation of agreement. So yeah, he's going to be a little cold on that, because whatever may have happened or transpired, and let's just put this on the lady for this example. Let's say the Mac is on point with his game, within inside of his kingdom that he established. This isn't always the case. I done met some so-called Macs that run shabby kingdoms, have a lot of things in place, and are not consistent in upholding said rules, protocols, and regulations. Terrible game. Anyway, back on point. So this particular example, let's just say the lady violated something that she agreed upon with the Mac. She violated. So when you see the coldness of a Mac, this is the reason why. It's not because he's an asshole. It's not because he's trying to take something out on this lady because he's having a bad day. It's a violation of the rules, protocols, and regulations. The relationship, how the Mac and the lady chose to relate to one another, whatever agreement that they had, that was violated or broken. And in this example, it was violated by the Mac's lady. So yes, he's going to feel a certain way about it. He's going to think a certain way about it. And he's going to correct it. Another misconception. Macs do not physically put his hands on his ladies. But that's not how that goes down. A Mac's primary tool is his ability to communicate verbally. If he can't rationally and calmly speak to his lady, this is about this is about self-control, deliberate intentions that are not physically violent or even raising his voice to the point where he becomes over-emotional. It's about intentionally and deliberately and sternly stating what was violated and making sure it's understood that any further or future violations aren't really going to be accepted. And you might say, ooh, that sounds cold. That sounds mean. But guess what? Some of you that have a 9-to-5 job have violated rules, and your supervisor or your general manager or boss or whatever title they have had a very stern talking to you at one time, or maybe one of your friends or your family members. It's the same idea. Something was violated. This is what happened. This is why this happened. This is why I don't like it. This is what it's going to cause, chaos and confusion or whatever. Let's make sure this doesn't happen again. It's the same similar concept. Same similar concept. All right, that's about as much Mac game as I'm going to give you all in this podcast. For those of you that are interested, gentlemen, that are interested in going a little bit further, I do have free gentlemen's game classes. I have one coming up very soon. The first invites go out to the subscribers of the Uncommon Sense Advisor. And this is a forum where us gentlemen can all get together. I'll have a general topic, a few points that I want to hit, and the rest of the class runs based off of way of your questions, your situations, things that you're experiencing that I may be able to assist you on. I don't know everything, but if I can assist you in an area, that's what the class is for. And it's in a forum where all the gentlemen can sit together and everybody learns something, hopefully. For those of you that really want to cross over to being a Mac, if you really want to understand how this lifestyle works, then honestly, just do a consultation with me. Do a consultation with me. I ask first that you have a general understanding of the Mac's Bible. That is all foundational knowledge. It's fundamentals. This is like me being a coach. Let's say we're doing basketball, right? Yeah, you want to do the nice, flashy hook shots, layups, dunks. You want to do all the flashy stuff. But first, you need to learn the fundamentals. You need to understand footwork. You need to know how to dribble. You need to know how to pass. Then you get more advanced. You can learn how to cross people up. I'm saying you can learn how to take those dunks and those little flashies, spin around layups and all the other stuff like that. But first, you need to learn the fundamentals. So the Mac's Bible, that book, is me being a good coach. It's giving you fundamentals. And for those of you that want to continue on that journey, I have it for you if you want it. And I will walk you through it step by step by step by step, how this lifestyle actually works. And how to take that manhood that you should have defined by doing the exercises in the Max Bible, and how that applies directly to becoming a very efficient and effective Mac. So let's keep that in mind. Anyway, for those of you that have questions about this particular podcast or any podcast or any of my blog posts or any of my books, just hit me on my email. The email is wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And also visit the website if you haven't already. And that's wjamesd.com. WJAMES, just the letter D, wjamesd.com. Appreciate you all for listening. Hope I cleared up a little bit of misconceptions and misinformation about this Mac lifestyle for you. I appreciate it. I'll be back at you. Stay in motion.